So, who are some of the people that are fighting to protect these trees besides you as an environmental scientist?
Well, in Tasmania, the first green political party was developed. So, yeah, they obviously want to protect the forest a lot and have big protests, tie themselves to trees, sit up in
Wow.
trees, to protect the trees in the
People
particular
st
forest.
actually still do that, tie themselves to trees.
Oh, every day in Tasmania,
Oh,
seemingly.
really?
Yeah, it's a big issue, a very big issue.
That's interesting. I once heard of a girl who lived in a tree for a month, because she wanted to stop the deforestation company or people from taking down that tree. So she lived up there and she had people bring her supplies, but she never came down.
Really? That happens in Tasmania as well. There's people today which are up in trees, maybe up to 50, which permanently live up in trees.
Wow.
So I
That
don't
is
know how they do
so,
it, but
that's kind of crazy. So, Nick, from the company's point of view, playing the devil's advocate here, I think they provide jobs for all the people who are working to make trees into paper. What do you think they have to say about that?
Well, it's true they do provide jobs, and some cities, some small towns do rely on logging industry to provide jobs. Yeah, and support the shops in the place. But yeah, also tourism is a very big industry in Tasmania, and maybe the logging industry takes away tourist jobs as well because it makes certain areas not useful for tourism anymore. Not very pretty.
Yeah, you're right. If a whole forest is missing, I guess nobody would really want to go and look at anything.
Yeah, there's some very beautiful spots in Tasmania which have been maybe tarnished a little by the logging industry.